Hey, what's up, everybody? And welcome in to another Friday Live with Dr. Karwana D. So are you growing a business or are you scaling a business? There is a difference. Do you know what that is? Stay tuned in because today I'm actually going to be talking about growing versus scaling a business, what the difference is. And I'm going to give you some tips so you can know exactly where you are in the journey. So if you're here and you're scaling a business, go type scale. Maybe you don't know that you're ready to scale. Maybe you'll find out some things and find out that you're actually in a growing phase. So if you think you're growing a business, type growing my business. But I am Dr. Karwana D, your government contracts expert, who also helps entrepreneurs just like yourself grow and scale your business, multiple six figures to even $1 million business. I am known as the wealth creator who shows you exactly how to actually leverage your business to create generational wealth for yourself, for your family, and so on. So if this is your first time here, let me know that you are a newbie. I want to welcome you in. But for those who are joining us on Facebook, make sure that you type, click on the StreamYard link so that we can actually see your name. So if you're going to be, just fix my camera a little bit. If you're going to be commenting, it'll show your name versus Facebook user. So, and I want to welcome you all in that's joining from YouTube. Welcome from those who are listening to the podcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome. But anyways, today is really just going to be, I want to take you behind the scenes, right? So we always talk about making $1 million in business, scaling, landing lucrative contracts, multiple six-figure contracts. And we talk about all these things. Today, I want to take you behind the scenes and share some knowledge that's going to help you understand other aspects of growing and thriving in business, right? And just really understanding and fine-tuning where you are in business and give you some tips of what you should be focused on depending on and based on the phase or the stage that you are in your business. So welcome in. Let me know where you're from, what type of business you have, and whether or not you're already out there doing business with the government. So hi, first time watcher. Hello, Keith. Welcome in. Thank you so much for joining in and tuning in. So if this is your first time, basically knowing who I am, of course, I have a plethora of educational videos on growing and scaling to $1 million business. Of course, it's all about leveraging your business to create generational wealth. We don't just talk about landing government contracts. We talk about what does that really mean for you and how to get there in simplified action steps and all the things that you need to become or all the steps that you need to actually take to actually succeed in business. So welcome the Mom Bar. Hello, have a mocktail business. Super, very unique. Sounds very unique. And so if you're in business, you're definitely in the right place if you're looking for information of how to take your business to the next level. So let's go ahead and get into it. So basically, there's during the journey of growing and thriving and evolving in business. Hello, Daryl. Hi. That was supposed to start. Today is not the 5-day challenge, so check your email. It's happening at the end of June, so be sure to check the welcome email. It has very clear details. It has the date as well as if you just signed up on the website, it also says the date. So just make sure that you check the email so that you know where to be in the right place. All right, so cool. So Terry has a government contract. Congratulations, Terry, who's already doing business with the government. So you understand that it's definitely, it's more than just, you know, filling out some papers. There's a strategy to it. There's a system to it. There's a process to it. And you also understand that it actually can help you scale faster, right? And grow your business much faster. Oh, no problem, Daryl. It's all good, you know. Hey, that's the reason why, you know, sometimes people just don't read. And I understand, like, we're going through life and there's a lot of moving parts to growing a business. And you're like, I registered. When is it starting? I don't have time to read all these steps, right? So, but just check out the email. Of course, everything that you need, all the information is inside. Okay. So Tampa Barbecue Queens. All right, sis, I need to grow. I'm actually going to be in Tampa and I would love to check out your barbecue restaurant. So I'm interested in procurement. I would like to sell to the government, break into the prison, or scale to the prisons. Okay. So you're looking to do some things about, with in the prisons. So what services, let me know. It says Urania. Hello, welcome in. All right, so here we are. And the reason why today's topic is very dear to me is because, of course, I once was a very micro struggling business, and I had no clue of the concepts of what it meant to grow versus where I am now and what it means to completely continue to scale, a business. And so if you are in business and you're typically generating between $0, and trust me, there are several business owners right now that are making zero in business, but they're putting in so much time trying to figure it out. That's a normal, you know, that it's a normal thing. And it's really, it's normal when you don't know, right? So if you're making anywhere between $0 and $80,000 just a year in business, and you've been able to do that consistently for, you know, a year to, you know, 2 to 3 years, you've been kind of stuck in that particular place, then that really is an indicator that you're still growing in business. And during the phase of growing a business, there are three main things that you typically should be focusing on. Zero to 80, right? So zero to 80, my money is coming your way, Keymaker. Hello. Plan of action, right? One of the things that you need to be focused on is you need to have a plan of action when you're growing, when you're in that phase, when you haven't just quite yet hit the six-figure mark. And just know that in six figures, there's like levels to that, right? So six figures is not just $100,000. Six figures goes all the way up to $999,099, right? So there's a big gap between 100,000 and almost just a penny under a million. There's a huge gap, right? And so if you have not quite yet even hit your first six figures, which is like $100,000, maybe $120,000 in business, then you're still at the growth phase, okay? Now, this is not something that will take you, you know, 2 to 5 years to grow a business. No, it doesn't. It just takes you focus. And the first thing that you want to focus on is your plan of action. Now, what goes into your plan of action? A business plan. You have to have a business plan, right? Regardless of, you know, how like discouraging that may be, or it just seems like it's uncute or unbeautiful, or it doesn't seem sexy, right? It doesn't seem like something that's fun to write a business plan. But of course, you guys know that I built a multi-million dollar business off standing on the principles of the Bible, the biblical principles that gives us the exact structure instructions that's needed to show us how to both grow and scale in business. And so one of the scriptures says, write the vision and make it plain, right? So when you apply that principle to your business, like write your business plan, you have to know exactly what it is that you're going to sell. If you haven't figured that out yet, right? That's you're probably at this more towards the zero end of business if you have not figured out that part. But what it is that you're going to sell, and who are you going to sell it to, right? Who's your target, right? Have you done the research to see who's buying? So a plan of action is definitely the first step to growing a business. The second step the second thing that you need to be focused on is having a promise to deliver, right? Now, when it comes to the promise to deliver, we're talking about the outcome. What is the result of someone doing business with you? You have to clearly define that, and being able to basically transfer that message through your marketing and through your sales proposition. What is the outcome? What is the result? Like, what problem are you solving? Now, if you've been following me for however many years, I don't even know how many years I've been doing this. It's been some time, but if you've been following me, you know, one of my biggest messages is basically having a business of purpose and solving a problem, right? Because problem solvers get paid. So when you position your service, your product, whatever it is that you're doing, your business, as a solution to problems that already exist in the world, whether you're selling to individual people, you're selling to companies, or you're selling to government agencies, when you actually position yourself as a problem solver, then that's when you make the big bucks. Okay. So the outcome, what is the outcome? What is the result? What are you a solution to? And the quality, right? Promising to deliver a certain specific quality of service, right? It all kind of falls into them knowing that if they do business with you in exchange, they're going to have all of these things. They're going to be able to solve X problems. They're going to be able to get this result out of working with you. They're going to be able to get have a quality experience, or whether it's a quality product or just a quality, you know, customer service, whatever. So that's the promise to deliver. So that's something that you definitely need to clarify and write out exactly the exchange that and the experience that you want your client to have, right, in working with you or doing business with you. So, and then the third thing when it comes to the growing phase, getting you from zero to at least 80,000, you need to focus on purpose. Why? You ever heard anyone ask you, like, what is your why? You have to clearly know, why am I doing business? And it can't be just to make money. What is your deeper business? Because if your purpose is only just to make money, you will get burnt out. You will get burnt out, because people who have no purpose, like no deeper purpose, no deeper connection to why they do what they do, they typically chase what's called like the carrot. They chase any and everything. Somebody, one day stocks is high. Now you're trying to flip stocks. And then the next day, cryptocurrency is here. Now you're doing cryptocurrency. And the next day, you know, people's on Amazon. Everybody's selling and trying to become a merchant on Amazon. Now you're over here. And so you never really stick to your purpose. You never really stick to something because you don't even have a purpose, right? So what is your why? Why are you in business? Why are you doing what you do? And it has to be something that, you know, keeps you up at night. Like, you have to connect your reason and your purpose in business with something that if you don't get it done, like, you will be miserable, like, basically. Otherwise, you know, when the waves come and the storms come, like, you will literally get knocked off the boat because you're not anchored into a purpose, right? And so what is your why? So focusing on your why, what is your brand? What do you want to be known for synonymously? What do you want to be known for? Like, so if you, for instance, and let me know for those who are watching live, type in the chat, like, exactly what it is that you do in business. Like, what service do you provide? A service? What products do you sell? Do you specialize in certain things? Write that down, because type it in the chat so I can know exactly, you know, who's here today. Because I'm hoping that these messages is going to resonate with you, or maybe there's something, like, one small thing that can help you really move the needle in your business. And so, what is your brand like? And then the messaging, is your messaging in your business clear, right? Are you passing the message that I just want to make money, or you're passing the message that I can solve a problem, right? Is that message clear? And then what is your model, right? So, plan of action, promise to deliver, and purpose. When you're in that growth phase, those are the things that you need to focus on, clarify, and just be hyper focused on, you know, to get at least to that $80,000 mark, right? If you're not already there. Now, if this is where you have been, and you haven't been able to break through that just yet, then go back and look at what is my plan of action? Did I do a business plan? Who's my target? Am I very clear on my target? Are they actually buying? Do they have money to buy at top prices, right? And sometimes you have to just kind of like make some pivots, you know, make some adjustments, because if you're selling to an audience or to a clientele or an avatar that just simply don't have the money to pay you, then we need to figure out, well, who does, and make those appropriate adjustments. So, for instance, I see you, Terry, with the janitorial services and supplies and law enforcement beautification program with Keymaker. I see the services, like, so as a janitorial business or company, like, what is your branding? What is your message? We just get it done. We beautify the city. Like, you have to have a deeper message to where you actually separate yourself from all the other janitorial cleaning businesses that are out there. So your brand has to be, you know, on point. The messaging has to be, you know, basically synchronous. It has to actually be congruent across everything that you're doing. So basically, if you are like between 0 and 80, now you know, well, I'm still in a growth phase. If you're in between, somewhere in between that, I'm in a growth phase. So, but once you hit to like 80,000, you've been there for like a couple years, then you've done these things. You've clearly, you know, identified your plan of action, your promise to deliver, and your purpose. Then it's time to scale. Somebody type scale. Somebody say type scale. So scaling is when you actually extend your revenues or grow your revenues beyond the $80,000 mark. So now you're getting into the six figures, multiple six figures. And then once you get into scale, you continue to scale. You can scale to six figures. You can scale to multiple six figures. You can scale from multiple six figures to millions. You can scale from multiple millions to billions and all that and so on and so forth. So what do I need to be focused on in scale? Like, what are some of the things that I need to be doing to actually help me scale? And so there's three things that you should be focusing on in the scale phase. Somebody say three things. Type that in the chat. So three things. Systemizing the process, and I'm going to go into some details here, stabilizing the progress, and then strategizing your profits, right? So I'm going to say that again, systemizing the process, stabilizing the progress that you've been making, and then strategizing the profits. Okay, so systemizing the process, what does that mean, right? So a lot of the things that we do in business, especially during the growth phase, it's been hands-on. Like when you're in that growth phase, you actually find yourself working more hours than your income or revenues reflect, right? So basically, you're time heavy, right? So you're putting a lot of time in, but you're not really making as much money as you could be or should be, right? That's because you're growing, right? And it's going to cost you a lot of time up front to grow, right? So, but when you're in the scale phase, there are specific systems in that you've been doing manually on the grow phase that now you should be looking at SaaS, right? SaaS softwares, maybe even using AI now that it's a hot thing and it's not going anywhere, right? You should be looking at CRMs, customer relation management systems, accounting systems, teaming and partnerships. So these are like some of the things that you can do to systemize the process. Like, what are some of the processes? Well, you have a marketing process. Maybe you have a sales process. Maybe you have a customer acquisition process. Maybe there's a whole different type of branding process or something that you do to communicate. Maybe there's a communication process. And so when you're scaling, now you're looking at what are the tools that I need to actually automate some of these processes that I'm doing. So it's called systemizing the process, right? Systemizing it. For instance, if you, for your marketing efforts, like if you have like an email, you're building out an email list and you want to, you've been manually just going live or manually, emailing people and texting people, hey, here's a sale, a event that we're doing. We're gonna be doing a promotional sale. Come down to our store or join us online or go to this website, whatever it is, whether you have a brick and mortar or an online business, whatever that is, instead of doing it manually, now you have a CRM where, you know, you've built your database of potential clients or your target market. You took your target market list and, you uploaded it to like a CRM. And now with the click of a button, you built out, a whole year worth of emails and it's automated. So now you don't have to do that part. So that's just an example. And with systemizing the process, of course, as you grow and scale, you cannot do it by yourself. Now, when you're growing a business, yes, you could be the solopreneur, the one man band, the person that does it all yourself. But when you're ready to scale, you definitely need to start creating partnerships. You have to look at who do I need to hire? Who do I need to team with? Right? Because we're better together, right? And teamwork does really make the dream work in the aspect of scaling your business. No, because you're paying someone else, it's not going to hold you back. Actually, when you don't partner and pay other people, it actually does hold you back and you actually make less money and you stay stuck in the growth phase. So I want to help you here just a little bit. So someone say I just sub out for more time to learn. Absolutely. That's exactly what you do, Terry. You sub out some of the work because it leverages other people's time and you have more time to either learn how to do things to scale your business and grow more, to make more money and all those different things. It's funny how that works because a lot of times, typically people who are stuck think that by subbing out work, you're losing money. Well, you're losing money if you don't have a plan in place and you're not taking action. That makes sense, right? To grow and scale. So systemizing the process, of course, it includes all those things, partnerships and all that, right? So stabilizing the progress, When I talk about stabilizing the progress, we're talking about, so now that you've made some progress, maybe you've been in the growth phase for like, you know, sustainably for like 2 years or so, right? How do you stabilize the progress in the scale phase? Well, you have to actually have some measurable KPIs that's going to allow you the opportunity to track the results that you've been having and actually predict results that you can have by just pushing simple buttons or just by taking certain actions, right? And so you, when you're stabilizing the progress, you're actually creating a predictable income. You're actually tracking your results. How many people responded to my emails? How many people or how many agencies? When you're talking about government agencies, right? How many government agencies did I reach out to? How many of them actually responded? How many of them, those opportunities led to actual opportunities? Did I bid on them? How many did I win? Right. And so that's a part of like basically stabilizing, having predictable results that you're measuring, because when you measure those things, you can say like, well, out of 10, out of every 10 that I submitted, maybe I have a 10% win rate right now. So in order for me to, you know, scale to multiple six figures, maybe you're that one in 10 is like a quarter of a million. In order for me to scale to $1 million, I need to win four. And if it takes 10 to win one quarter of $1 million, then how many do I need to submit in order to win four? 10, 20, 30, 40. So I need to submit 40 to win four, right? And so that actually allows you to really have predictable, scalable income, measuring the results and being able to track that, right? So you have to be able to track that. So yeah, congratulations, Terry. So you just won your first contract for snow removal, $250,000 for a 5-year contract. Congratulations. Kudos to you. You did it, right? And so this is just a live example, a proven example that people are winning government contracts while some people are sitting back, scratching their head, trying to figure it out, holding themselves back, thinking that, you know, they can figure it out on their own. Other people are just like out there getting it, right? And so what's holding you back, right? Are you still stuck in the growth phase? Maybe you need a government contract to get yourself out of that, because like I said, one contract could literally be worth 10 years worth of revenue. One contract could literally 10x, 20x, 30x, whatever it is that you're making right now. So the government is the biggest buyer. And so if you're not doing business with the government, literally, I promise you, you are leaving money on the table. I'm going to say that again. If you are not doing business with the government, right, regardless if you have great customers, regardless if whatever it is that you're doing, like you're able to push volume, maybe you have money to market to get the volume in, to turn and make revenues, right? You want to, when you're in the scale phase, you want to work very much smarter and not harder, and to get your time back, but by making more money in less time. In order to do that, that allows you to have time freedom. But in order to do that, you have to know that the government has your money, but you also have to add, right, the B2G, business to government business model, right? It allows you to scale beyond measures, beyond measures. Yes, the mom bar says, I can't wait until the June class. I'm ready, right? Who else is ready, right? So if you have not taken, if you have not gone through my 5-day challenge where I'm actually training people and getting them pre-qualified for government contracts, I mean, you are missing out on a wealth of knowledge that's going to help you understand what's holding you back, but also what's on the other side of knowledge, right? When you apply the knowledge that you learned in these trainings, I'm just saying, like, it's life-changing. When you really understand the value that you have, right, your value proposition, and really understand how to position yourself as a problem solver, these are all the things that we work on with you during the challenge. So if you have not yet registered, go ahead and get registered. I'm gonna put up the where you go to register. What is it? GovConChallenge.com. So go to GovConChallenge.com. I'm gonna just have it scrolling at the end there. So if you go to GovConChallenge.com, you'll be able to get yourself registered. So the next one is coming up in a few weeks. But this last one was so very powerful. I mean, one guy in particular, I'm not gonna say any names just yet, because I'm gonna let him share his own testimonial, got results like within within a couple weeks, actually got results, amazing results, like life-changing results. So if you've never had, look, $250,000, somebody said, who said, Terry, said you landed your first, was it Terry that said it? $250,000 contract, somebody said. Oh, it was Tyrone. So Tyrone landed a $250,000 contract. Well, how many more of those do you need? Let's do the math. How many of those do you need, Tyrone, to actually generate $1 million, right? So let's just do the math here. Let's do the math. So all you need is three more, right? That's $1 million. That's $1 million client that you've secured. Now, how many more of those do you need to secure $1 million in a year's period, right? So $250,000. Let's do the math. I'm gonna bring up my calendar, my calculator. So $250,000. That's $250,000. And then you divide that by 5 years, that's about $50,000 a year, right? So how many of those do you actually need? So let's see, 1 million, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, divided by 50,000. So 20. So 20. Like if you do that, if you do what you just did 20 times, not only is that $250,000 times 20, let's do that, times 250,000. Not only is that.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Coaching Conversation 2024. This podcast is 100% dedicated to leadership and leadership within the workplace coaching area. We work with companies throughout the world teaching leaders how to coach their employees. This podcast is dedicated to teaching specific strategies, frameworks, coaching models, and now artificial intelligence strategies to help leaders drive greater teamwork, collaboration, cooperation, greater attitudes, better motivation, coaching career development, just to name a few. I hope you'll check out our podcast.
5 million dollars in your pipeline that you've just generated. If you do that 20 times, over the next 5 years, you will have gotten paid, right? Cashed out on $5 million over a 5-year period, but every single year you're also bringing in $1 million, right? So it's all about strategy. So it's something I'm sharing with you guys. Like this is like the behind the scenes stuff. These are the real conversations that, you know, a lot of times people don't share the thought process that goes behind it and the strategies and the planning. Like, how do you really hit these numbers? Well, it all comes back down to math. So we did learn something in school. We learned how to count, or we learned how to use a calculator, right? Something that's meaningful when it comes to business, right? So that, at least that we can take away and give credit, you know, for learning in school, or whether maybe you learn from home. I don't know. But so that allows you to have predictable income. So I just gave you the math, right, of how to have predictable income. And literally, if you look at it, you don't have to stop at $250,000 contracts. Well, maybe you can increase the value to like a $500,000 contract. And so it'll actually help you hit those KPIs faster. Or maybe you can increase that 250 to 300,000. It'll allow you to hit those KPIs much faster, right? And so stabilizing the progress by being able to have measurable results, putting in your KPIs, which is key pointer indicators, basically, and then tracking those results so that you can predict, here's the income that I want to generate this year, how many contracts is it going to take me to get there, and then you can actually do the work, right? Because, of course, faith without works is dead, and it does not lead to results just by having faith and believing in your mind that something is possible. You have to do the work, right? And in order to do the work, let's go back to write the vision, make it plain. You have to have action steps. You have to have a plan of action, right? And so, and then the third thing, of course, scaling beyond systems, scaling beyond the 80K mark, you have to have, I'm going to repeat, systemizing the process, stabilizing the progress. And the third part is strategizing the profits, right? What do you mean by that, Dr. Caruana? Well, strategize. What are you going to do with your profits, right? And the fact that you are providing service-based businesses when you don't have a brick and mortar, you don't have as much as an overhead, right? Which means that you also don't have to spend money in order to make money. All you have to do is get the contract and show up to work, or get the contract and have somebody else show up to work, right? And so it's just strategic and smart, right? To have a service-based business. Not saying that you can't make profits with products, but you have to have money to buy the product, to sell the product, right? And so it's all about strategy. You have to systemize the process. You have to understand what it is that you're doing and make a realistic goal for yourself, right? When it comes to doing business with a big buyer like the government. So strategizing the profits, what are you going to do with the profits? So for me, creating generational wealth is a must. It's a must for anybody that follows me. You must create generational wealth. For anybody that works with me, you must get in the mindset and the mode and take actions to create generational wealth, because what I'm doing is I'm helping people create multiple millions of dollars and beyond, so that they can have generational wealth to pass down from generation to generation, right? So it's a must. I'm creating millionaires. I'm creating those who are millionaires, helping them to become multimillionaires. That's my goal. That's my aim. And it actually is my purpose, right? So I do have a purpose driven business, and that is my purpose. I'm solving the problem of struggling businesses. I'm solving the problem of middle class, because middle class entrepreneurs are broke, right? So let's just keep it real. So I'm solving that. That's the problem that I solve. I help people make more money than they need, right? I help people make more money than they can spend in their lifetime, right? And so strategizing the profit. So what are you going to do with your profits? So hiring, right? Hiring people with profits allows you to position yourself to make more profits, because now you're duplicating yourself and you're able to do twice as much or three times or four times as much production than just doing it by yourself, right? So it actually makes you more money. Now, there's a broke mentality, and then there's the wealth mentality. The broke mentality would think, okay, well, I don't want to spend this money on hiring people because it's going to decrease the amount of money that I have, right? No, you're thinking wrong. You're thinking backwards. It takes money to make money. You have to spend money to get money. What you put in, you get multitudes out, right? If you put little in, you actually get a little bit out. But if you put much in, you get a whole bunch of abundance out. It's just the way that it works. Principles of math, principles of money, right? That's just the way that it works. And so the great thing about your business is when you go to the bank, you can only get out what you put in. But when you put money into your business and you do the work, oh my God, multifolds, right? Give and it shall be given unto you. What? Press down. Where my Bible scholars at? Shaken together and running over, right? You stand on those principles, right? With your business, I'm telling you, your mind will be blown. Your life will change. Like, it will change your life. So when you have a business and you do these things that I'm telling you, like, your business will transform your life and change the trajectory. Like, if you've been middle class, from middle class to middle class, and if that's what's been passed down, like, you're literally going to be the first one to start creating millionaires. And then you're going to teach, you know, the next generation how to do that, how to maintain those millions. So anyway, so hiring with your profits is going to actually help you make more money. Investing, because every level of business, as you're scaling in business, there's going to be some things that you need to know that you don't know. And you're not going to have 5 to 7 years to try to figure it out on your own. So you're going to need to invest in education and knowledge that's going to show you how to take the tools that you need. How to take the tool. You're so crazy. You know, they can see you pass by. That's my husband in the background. How to take those tools and actually make money for you. So you're going to need to invest, right? You're going to need to invest in CRM tools and tracking tools and all these things, education and knowledge and a coach and a course. You're going to need to invest. And I'm not talking to broke folks, right? If you don't believe in investing, you're going to stay where you are, period. I'm talking to those who really are here because you want to know how to make millions of dollars and multiples of millions of dollars and how to create generational wealth. Well, you're going to have to invest some money and take action. You cannot invest and not do nothing. I don't know what that's called. Wish. That's called a wish. We don't believe in wishes over here. You have to invest and take the action. You have to do the work, okay? So that you can actually get the results, the abundant results, out of your investment. Okay. You're going to need to invest in tools, systems, softwares, tools, whatever it is that you need, equipment, if your service requires you to have equipment to deliver, you're going to need to invest in equipment, better equipment. Over time, equipment evolves. You need to always be, you know, first class. You always have to have the best immersion technologies in, you know, integrated into your business, whatever. So it's going to need to invest in some tools to help you make more money, right? Adding more value to your package, your software, your services, whatever it is that you're delivering, adding more value, whatever it is you need to do to add more value to that. But also, I teach a concept, and there's a whole video on it called The Four Wheels of Wealth on my YouTube page. So go check it out. But also, you got to remember the four wheels of wealth, the things that I teach, right? You have to have personal credit, right? So with your profits, if you don't have good credit and you've built a profitable business, invest in getting good credit. Invest in fixing your credit, because it's actually going to give you more leverage of other people's money. So you can even have more money to go invest in some more things, right? So you need that financial leverage. You're going to need to invest in business credit, right? Whether it's a business credit builder or something that allows you the knowledge and the skill set and the action steps to build business credit, because that's going to give you what? Access to more capital, so that you can have more access to money that you can leverage to even make more money and continue to make your money grow, right? And then you're going to need to, of course, the third wheel of wealth for me is like a high paying client, which is the number one purchaser of business products and services in the world, is government contracts. So what do you need to do? You invest in some tools, some knowledge, some education, and maybe even a coach to help you get there faster, to help you, you know, get past the hurdles of not knowing how to respond to a bid, not knowing how to write a capability statement, not knowing how to whatever it is that's holding most of you back, whatever it is that's been holding you back from actually landing a contract, right? You can get there faster by learning from somebody else, right? And then start making that money like this year, within the next 30, 60, 90 days, if you take action, right? And so those are the things. And then also, the other wheel of wealth, the fourth wheel, is like understanding tax advantage strategies, because the more money you make, if you are still in the scale, in the growth mentality, if you're still in the growth mentality and you're scaling a business, you will be taxed 50 to 60% of the money that you're making, when it comes to government contracts, right? So for, who was it? Tyrone, they're $250,000. If you don't understand tax strategies, you will be taxed $125,000 of that money, right? Yes, you will. So you have to understand, now that I'm making this money and I'm generating this money, what do I need to do? Like, what tax advantage vehicles do I need to put it in? What real estate do I need to invest in so that it's tax-free, right? What investment account, or what type of retirement account, or what type of life insurance policy do I need to, where do I need to put my money, right? And so in order for it to grow, give me tax deductions, allow me to continue to create abundance, and also generate passive income, right? It's so crazy. This wealth game is so many moving parts, right? But you don't want to miss it. But I share with you guys growing and scaling. So, but when you're, the great thing about scaling is you can scale your business easily from 80,000. Let's just say you're the average entrepreneur, solopreneur, self-employed. I mean, it's a struggle for them to make 80,000. So let's just say you did that, and you did that consistently for 2 years. It's so easy for you to scale from 80,000 to 150, or 80,000 to even $250,000 in the next year. Like, so easy. You can do that. Like, it won't even take a year to do that. Like, literally give yourself 6 months. If you apply the things that I'm sharing with you, and if you land a government contract, I promise you, you can easily scale from 80 to $250,000 or more, right? And then once you scale there, you continue to do the work. You continue to systemize the process, stabilize the progress, and then strategize the profits. And I promise it will go from $250,000 to $1 million just that fast, because money grows by leaps and bounds. Yes, it does. Money grows like seeds, right? So you have to plant money seeds. So what happens when you get an apple? Like, you plant a seed, you get an apple tree, you get a whole bunch of apples. And guess what's in every single one of those apples? A multitude of seeds, right? That's how money works. Money grows that way. It grows in abundance. So you plant money seeds, you grow a money tree, and all the money has money seeds within it. You got to continue to plant that in order to continue to allow abundance to flow into your life. And so money grows just like apples. apple seeds. Okay. True. So growing and scaling. So who? So anybody growing? Like, let me know if you're growing. Are you growing right now or are you scaling? Right. You got to know. You have to identify where you are. Yeah. If you don't know where you are, you don't. You won't know how to get to where you want to go. You have to identify where you are. So anybody in the growth phase, let me know. But if you're in the scale phase, type scale in the chat. Type scale in the chat, and also let me know. Are you landing government contracts? Type scale in the chat. Are you landing government contracts? So the mom bar says, I'm growing, right? I love it. Urania says, my scripture is Habakkuk 2:2-3 and Luke 1:37. I love those, the principles, right? The principles. So you have to use, like, you have to understand the Bible. And I say this all the time. The Bible is not about religion. It gives you the principles to actually create abundance and generational wealth. If you read it the right way and understand and apply those principles to your business, life will change for you. Yes, it will. My favorite verse is Luke 38. Yes. Awesome. Only been in business since September 2022. Congratulations, Tyrone. You know, I'm loving you. Like, I'm absolutely loving your story because, you know, traditionally we've been told that if you're in business, you have to expect 2 to 5 years to really turn a profit and to grow a business. Tyrone, what is this? This is month five. So November. So about 7 months, right? You've been in business for 7 months and already landed $250,000, right? That's huge. And you duplicate that and you're going to be able to see that you're going to exceed $250,000 very fast if you just duplicate what you just did, right? So many people think that it's acceptable to be broke if you just started a business. It's not acceptable. If you have a business, you should never be broke, right? And I understand it's not your fault because I used to believe that too. I used to believe that it was okay to be broke if I'm within my first, 2 to 5 years of business. It's not okay to be broke if you're within your first 2 to 5 years. You have to understand there is information out there that's going to show you how to be highly profitable in your first 30, 60, 90 days, within your first 6 to 12 months as well, right? And so you can actually grow within 90 days and scale in the next 6 months. Yeah, you could grow a business in a 90-day period and then be ready to scale within the next 6 months after that. Be ready to scale. Like, you can scale within that 6 month period. Scale. I'm talking about multiple six figures, right? So if you're not making multiple six figures, if you're not even making six figures, if you're not even growing, you're doing business all wrong. You got it wrong. You learned it wrong, and you have, like, literally go through my YouTube channel and apply the nuggets, but also get registered for this challenge. I'm just telling you, you're going to learn some stuff. I'm going to learn you some things, right? Praying to land my first contract before the year is over, the mom bar says. So if you're in the grow phase, mom bar, I don't know your name. It just says mom bar. But if you're in the grow phase, and you want to learn your first contract before the year is over, I promise you, the things that I just shared with you about having a plan of action, targeting, a pricing, like all of that stuff, what is your promise, your quality of service, like what is going to do, like defining the result and the outcome, and what being a solution, and understanding your why and the messaging. When you clarify that, if you do that first, you will easily land a contract this year. We have about 6 months left in the year. You can do it. You can do it. So definitely come to the challenge, because I'm going to help you with a lot of that grow phase, like some of the things that you need to be doing, the person you need to become, like in order to actually get the result of landing your first contract before the year is out. That's going to help shorten the time period of the grow phase for you. Like you're going to walk away on a whole nother level. Just you do that. Right. Hi, Brianna. Okay. So Brianna, it's all good. And then scaling, right? Scaling beyond, in order to scale your business faster. I'm just like, this is not a get rich quick scheme. It's not. It's also not a get rich slow scheme. You know, people are like, get rich quick. No, it's not a get rich quick. It's a understand what it takes to create wealth and take the action. Ain't nothing get rich quick about that, right? Rich people get rich quick. What are you talking about, right? Rich people get rich quick. Period. They don't get rich slow. They get rich quick. So the whole terminology of get rich quick schemes and stuff like that, it comes from broke people. The only people who talk about that are people who are broke, right? So you definitely want to position yourself to land a government contract this year, right? Do it. 6 months. Anybody can do it. I guarantee if you follow Dr. Kwanda D's advice and you do the things, take action, I guarantee that you can land at least a quarter of a million over the next 6 months. At least. That's easy. The government has so much money and they're looking for you. They're already waiting for you. They're looking for janitorial services. Who else put something? They're looking for marketing services and health services, Mac. They're looking for you. Who else put entertainment and event planning services? And they're looking for like uniforms and t-shirts and graphic design and photography services. And I mean, I just got an email today for graphic design, a solicitation for, you know, for me to bid on. I just got another email yesterday as well for to be a sub for an event planning company who's looking for a videographer. So I'm just like, there's opportunities. Yes, there are. So Tyron says, I'm working on a 5-year partnership with USDA, 254 million products. Yes. So smart, right? I mean, those products, again, you have to be rooted and grounded in your why, and don't just chase the money, chase the purpose. Position yourself to be a problem solver. There are products out there that the government will buy that can literally be so lucrative for you. It will make your head spin. But at the same time, you have to have money. You cannot be broke trying to sell products. You don't have the capacity. So let's be realistic. You have to have money, or when it comes to the four wheels of wealth that I'm teaching, you have to also have other people's money, which is credit. Personal and business, right? If you can do that and leverage that, you can get yourself in the game. But you got to get in the game, right? And it's going to take some money seeds, some investing, and some action steps in order for you to get in the game, right? Nothing in life is free. That's what I learned. It's not. Nothing in life is free. You know, if everything in life was for free, then everybody would be rich. So it's only for those, like Les Brown said, who's willing to do what others won't do so they can have what others won't have, right? So what are you willing to do? Urania is growing. So you started in 2020, created in 2020, started in 2021, made my money back, what you invested, and I want to add the government contract. Got the DUNS number, need the cage. And learn to get the contracts. Okay, yeah. So take the challenge, 5-day govconchallenge.com. Take the challenge. It's gonna show you basically between 2020 and 2021, you should already be making like $500,000 a year at minimum, right? So you have to do this stuff. I've been following you since the beginning. Tyrone, so awesome. And you've taken action. Don't just follow, take action, you know. Whether you take action and let us help you, or take action and just implement it on your own, right? Of course, it takes you longer to try to figure it out on your own, but just take action. Doesn't matter if I'm your coach. Maybe I'm not the coach for everybody, because everybody can't work with me. There's a fine line of whether or not you're going to be able to get in to work with me or not, because I work with highly motivated people who are willing to take action, who don't make excuses, who are go-getters, and is going to get the work done simply because I know that I want to see the results in your life, right? And so if you've been in business for 2 to 3 years and you have not hit multiple six figures at a bare minimum, because it's easy to make $1 million a year. In fact, it's easier. Watch this. It's easier to make $1 million in a month when you're doing business with the right player, when you're doing business with a premium client like the government, it's actually easier to make $1 million in a month than it is to make $1 million in a year. But of course, that will go over your head if you don't really understand the game. If you don't really understand that how real this is, that's probably too much for you to understand, right? But it's so much easier to make $1 million in a month than it is to make $1 million in a year. And if you've been in years for 2 to 3 years, been in business for 2 to 3 years or longer, and you're not at least generating $500,000 a year, you're doing it wrong. Okay. You're doing it wrong. You're missing out. You're missing something. And it's a great chance that you're not yet doing business with the government, right? So government contracting will definitely put you in the game for creating real wealth, okay? Keith says, I just received your book and a journal in the mail today. Yay, awesome. So anyways, don't duck the government. They've got your money, y'all. It's all about how you can make millions pitching and winning government contracts. That's the name of the book. You can actually get a copy at don'tduckthegovernmentbook.com, right? Don'tduckthegovernmentbook.com. But I guarantee that if you're not doing business with the government, you are missing out on literally changing your life. It does not make sense to me to be in business and not do business with a buyer who already has the money, and they're already saying, I want to work with you, right? You being small businesses and minority-owned businesses and women-owned businesses and veteran-owned businesses and disadvantaged businesses and hub-zone businesses. Like, they're already saying, we got this money for you. It does not make sense not to go get it, right? And so, I mean, what private client do you know is going to give you a contract for $250,000 just to mow some snow? Is it called mowing snow? Just to shovel some snow. Like, nobody. They might give you $50. They might give you $100 to go shovel some snow. But the government is giving you $250,000 or more to go shovel that same snow, right? So anyways, thank y'all for tuning in. I'm Dr. Kawana D. Get registered for the upcoming challenge. It's happening in a few weeks, y'all. It's going to be powerful. It's going to be life-changing. And I'm telling you, this is going to be good for any of you who make the commitment to land a contract within the next 6 months. This is going to be the first step for you to understand how that's going to happen for you, right? You have to have a plan. You have to have a strategy. You have to understand the steps. You have to know how you're going to get there. You have to map it out. We help you map it out, and we show you where to go find the map, where to go find the money. You got to know where the money resides so that you can go knocking on the door and ask for your piece of the pie. So Dr. Kawana D here, y'all, the number one wealth creator, showing entrepreneurs like yourself how to actually create generational wealth with your business. It's been great. I'll see you all next week. So next week, high school graduation. So I won't see you next week, but I'll see you the week after. But I'll see you guys inside the challenge that's coming up in a few weeks, govconchallenge.com. Get yourself registered and I'll see you there. 2 years, business is not growing. I'm doing it totally wrong. Max, get yourself registered for the challenge. I'm going to show you how to do it right. Right. So if you really want to get unstuck, anybody here want to get unstuck, type me in the chat. If you've been stuck in the grow phase and you're ready to scale, type me in the chat so I can know who you are. And I want to see your name registered for the challenge. And I'm going to show you exactly what you need to do to get yourself unstuck. And I promise, if you work with me, I'm going to work with you. But you have to be willing to take action, right? You have to show up for yourself. You have to have a positive attitude. You have to have faith and believe, but also be willing to do the work. And over the next 6 months, we're going to work together, right? But you have to show up for you. Urania says, me, I am God, the mom bar. Let's do this, y'all. Shy Ty for the invite, Angie. All right, cool. So thank you for the invite. Thank you, guys. Oh, that's the shovel. So I say shovel some snow, but it's plow. Whatever it is, I don't live on the Midwest. It don't snow in California. Not really. In the mountains it do, but not really. Not really in your area. All right, so the mom bar says already registered. What if I'm just starting in no bit? So if you don't have a business, you have to start there. You got to start a business first. But it doesn't matter if you're just starting. You just have to have a business. If you have a business, we're going to shorten the time frame for you to actually get yourself qualified to do business with the government. And within your first 6 to 12 months of business, if you take massive action, notice I say massive action because this is not a drag your feet type of thing. If you take massive action, you could potentially land yourself at least $250,000 within your first year. All right. Planning on being in Tampa, Florida. Oh, I'll see you there. Yay. So I'm actually, I'm blessed and honored to be able to be one of the speakers for Myron Golden's upcoming, what is it called? Offer Mastery Live event. And so I'm going to be on the stage with Russell Bronson, with Dan Henry, with my Myron Golden, and so many other multi-million and multi-billionaires. Yes, I'm going to be, Dr. Kawan is going to be on stage as well for the impact that I'm having creating multi-million dollar entrepreneurs. So if, tap in, make, what is it called? I forget what, Offer Mastery Live. So go to offermasterylive.com. Get yourself a ticket if you want to meet me there. Definitely, I will be in the house. I guess you answered my questions. Get your credit together and get some skin in the game. Yep, get some skin in the game. The prison barber, 800. Yep, I'm on it. The prison barber, 895,000. Yes, yeah. So the prison, yeah. So when you say I'm on it, do you mean like you're trying to get a barber contract, or you're on that contract with the pure prison barber? You on stage with the BBFF, Dr. Tasha McCray. Yes, 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 yes. All right, y'all. Have a good one. Enjoy your weekend, and I'll check you all next time.